This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Where should I begin? They put me in the entertainment section, so I guess I should be entertaining. I should probably do some poetry, mess around with vocabulary, try sound all intelligent like those guys that live with purpose and meaning. Nah, you know me, or rather that, no paper, no pen, straight from the heart, talk about what I feel and how I'm feeling. You know, like, how come those on stage are the ones that get the most praise and they come off stage and return to the most sin? You know when these righteous trousers and this pious shirt comes off and I return to my black skin? It's just me again, human again. Oh, sorry. You thought I was gonna walk around the house reciting Quran and poetry. He didn't realize I'll be slumped in front of the TV in a white vest screaming at the screen watching Match of the Day. I must have forgot to snap about that. So you fell in love with a profile picture of the guy with the Arabic hat. And then you saw me face to face, lost your breath, slowed your step and asked for one quick picture please, like I was worth something. I went home, ate some noodles, stressed about bills, cried about life, cause really I'm worth nothing. You see, this pillow knows the sins of my thoughts, my phone knows the sins of my eyes, you know my
profile, so you raise me up high. Everybody in the chat, we'll get started in just a few minutes. Drop a like, help us out with the algorithm. I pray Allah don't hold me accountable for misguiding. May Allah bless you all for joining us.
And I'm praying these youth don't say they wanna be just like me, cause my sins are like mountains. I remember I was at the Zamzam fountain begging for forgiveness. I remember looking at this life saying, Ya Allah, I don't wanna live this, cause we are not Anbiya, we are just people. And I know I might be a big inspiration to some of my people, but at the end of the day, me and you are still equal. You see, I am not a role model and I'm gonna die soon. So I'm standing in front of this prayer mat in my small room, like paradise was on my right, hellfire was on my left. In front of me was Allah, behind me the angel of death. Praying like it's my last prayer, living like it's my last year, reading purification of the soul on this armchair. Looking at my collection of books, Ibn Taymiyyah. Looking at the students, I'm jealous, Ibn Qayyum, Ibn Kathir. Thinking about their level of Iman, wishing I could be there, but I'm still here. Getting bitten by the same snake again and again and again. Sinning and repenting, sinning and repenting, sinning again. Welcome to the life of a poet. No paper, no pen. Yeah. From a different time.
This is Ashley Bilal, Muslim Bilal's new track. We're going to run this track and then start the stream. This is the brand new one. I love it.
How do you expect to find happiness in the heart if you don't have a relationship with the one who created the heart? You'll never find inner peace.
Trying to please everybody else.
Real Life. This is titled Real Life by Muslim Bilal. New track just dropped yesterday.
This is real life. I just landed from a flight. As it came in, I think I just might bang out my prayer on his seat. See, it's all eyes on me. I'm a stranger in this world. This is the life of MB. You see, this prayer's like saving me from my own destruction. Without this, how do I even function? Man out here making their own decisions. They don't even turn to Allah for assistance. Got no resistance. You fell victim to your own desire. Then you feel bad. Then you do good. Then you're trying to go back. Living life on a roller coaster. She says she wants to please Allah. Posing like the girl on a poster. A man will never learn till it's over. Till it's too late. Behaving like a rude boy, but speaking like a sheikh is a crazy world where everybody suffers in silence. So much killing, I became immune to the violence. This is real life. Everybody's acting like they woke, but the actions don't match none of the words that they quote. I spoke from the heart and I touch hearts all over the globe. I had to learn all them things I didn't know. Woke up to an alert on my phone. He said he doesn't want to live this life no more. He's only 12 years old. He said he feels let down by the community. Can't rely on his uncles, and his dad left his mum on her own. That's one case
case out of 100, yearly turn to thousands. Million problems to solve, yet we're here still clowning. 100 people's around him, still feeling lonely. Nobody understanding the pain that he's holding, but he smiles every time that he's posting. He shows the world the best part. Allah's the only one that really knows him. Half of the world's just posing while the cameras are on, and when they're off, the breakdown's loading. I took off from Rome on a private jet. I didn't snap it at all. I guess it's different when you live it for real. You see, there's different ways of earning respect and attracting attention. I pray my heart's much bigger than my check. So much things that I can't even mention. Some things I regret, some I'm grateful for learning a lesson. Nobody's faith safe. You think heaven's like a booking and you can just reserve your place. You gotta work hard and protect your heart till you go to the grave. This world meets no man halfway. I said the world meets no man halfway.
The world meets no man halfway.
There's an effect from the words that you say. You like to humiliate people too much. I'd rather give them a hug and be rewarded for encouraging love. Cause the world meets no man halfway. I get down and I pray, and that's the same on a good or bad day.
You gotta get down and pray. It's the same if it's a good or a bad day.
To be yourself, trying to please everybody else. Great expectations of this world, looking like you're winning, but internally you fell.
This is real life.
Pressures of a man.
This is real life.
They find it hard to understand.
This is real life.
We ain't allowed to show no weakness. Crying when alone, but in a crowd you're the strongest.
This is real life.
You find it hard to be.
This is real life.
This is real life.
Trying to please everybody else.
Trying to please everybody else.
This is real life.
Great expectations of this world. Looking like you're winning. But internally you fell.
This is real life.
Pressures of a man.
This is real life.
They find it hard to understand.
This is real life.
We ain't allowed to show no weakness. Crying when alone, but in a crowd you're the strongest.
This is real life.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, brothers and sisters. How is everybody? I hope you all are doing well. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Who is in the chat? Who have I missed? Virib, salam alaikum, bro. Ashar Faruqi, salam alaikum. Fixed Design, salam. Sanjay, salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Sayyid, salam alaikum. Bushif bin Muhammad Jalal Khalid Umar. Tajwar, salam alaikum. Welcome everybody. Khidr Tasniya. Master B Tasnia, one of our members, may Allah bless you. Umar, one of our members, may Allah bless you. All good, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. The Muslim apologist, salamu alaykum. That's in, looks like Russian, I cannot read it, but salamu alaykum. Fahim, salamu alaykum from London. Nuran, salamu alaykum from Egypt. London, Behrami, salamu alaykum. Bro Brick, salamu alaykum. Welcome everybody to the stream. As the title said, I just came back from a minor surgical procedure. Alhamdulillah. I had the same one in July. I went back again. I had an upper GI endoscopic procedure. I have acid reflux disease, which also I have a Schottky's ring, which is like a narrowing of the esophageal passage down towards the bottom. And so they've had to stretch that out. So it's not a nice procedure. They put an endoscopic tube down your throat and they put a little balloon and just run it up and down your throat and stretch it out, and it hurts, like right here. Hurts a lot. I have to have a liquid diet for the next day or two, and I'll have a very sore throat So we'll see. It's not sore in the sense it's sore when I talk, it's sore when I swallow, it's sore when I do anything like that. So alhamdulillah, but we're here. We are here. And I just literally, it's, what is it, 12:45 for me. So about an hour and a half ago, I just woke up from anesthesia. So I'm a little bit still gone up there. So if it takes me a second to get my thoughts wrapped around me, just bear with me. I was under anesthesia just a couple hours ago and literally just woke at home, woke up, came home, had some broth to put something in my stomach because I couldn't eat since yesterday, had some broth, and then jumped straight on the stream. This is how much I love you guys for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how much we're committed to doing what we do over here. We jump straight on the stream, straight from the surgery room and anesthesia to get a little broth in me and jump in, mashallah. We got to do it. So alhamdulillah. I'm just going to be kind of hanging out today. I don't know if I'm going to play any Warzone or not. If I do, I'd probably be completely trash at it, but that's how it goes. But the reminder today is based on what I know is the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, اغتنام خمسن قبل خمسن. Take advantage of five things before five. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us take advantage of five things before five. And one of those was your health before your sickness, your time before you're busy, your youth before your young age. What are the other two? Brain's not working this morning. Wealth before poverty and another one I can't remember off the top of my head. But the one that I was focusing on is take advantage of your health before your sickness. Because health is wealth. There are people in hospital beds right now that would pay anything. They would pay any price to have the health that you and I have, to be able to, you know, get up and go out and smell fresh air and touch fresh grass and, you know, eat real food and just have their health. There are people who would pay all of the money that the world could offer them for that health that you have. So take advantage of it. It is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your health. You must take care of it. And in order to do that, you must, you know, I know this sounds so cliche, but it's true. You must eat right, get good sleep, and exercise. That's very simple. It's very simple. Three things are the key to your health. Eating well, sleeping well, and exercising. Eating, sleeping, and exercise. If you keep those three things as a routine, then inshallah ta'ala, your health will remain good, inshallah. But please, brothers and sisters, don't take advantage, take your health for granted, because once it's gone, it's gone. So may Allah bless all of you and grant you all good health and keep you in good health, inshallah. I'm glad to, you know, everything seems to be good. He told me the last time they stretched it, it stayed that way, and I don't have to go back and see him anytime soon, unless it gets to the point where I got to the point where it was hard to swallow food. He said, unless you start having restrictions again, you don't have to come back. So, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen for that. So we can be here, mashallah. We can be here. All right. Now, also today, I told you guys, if you watched streams last week, I think it was Friday, that Cave London, and if you see in the description here, as always, you guys been listening to your Mind the Battlefield podcast snippet. Alhamdulillah, may Allah bless you. You see, this is the anesthesia. What was I just saying? Oh yeah, if you see on the bottom here, Cave London, you can get 15% off of CaveLondon.com by using the promo code Yusha Evans. That's where I get all of my hats, snapbacks, and stuff like that, and some of my thobes and hoodies come from Cave London. I don't know, man. How many of you saw the release of Muslim Bilal's new video yesterday, Real Life? How many of you saw that? Moiz Mansour, welcome to the Winners Club Tier 1. May Allah bless you, increase you, grant you good in this life and in the next, and may Allah make it heaven you a scale of deeds on the Day of Judgment for supporting what we're trying to do over here. But anyway, if you saw, and I just played, that was the last track that I played before we started the stream, was Muslim Bilal's new track called Real Life. And the video came out yesterday, and a lot of the video was actually filmed in the Cave store. A lot of the video was actually filmed in the Cave store where he's sitting on the little lounge chair, and it looks like he's in a store. That is the Cave store in London. And I told you a few months ago that they were working on something for me. They're working on something for me to see how it goes. And hopefully if there's enough request for it, it could become a product line for us, inshallah. How many of you guys want to see it? How many of you guys want to see it? It arrived today. DHL just dropped this off with me today. It's literally right before I walked down here to jump on stream. Cave London dropped this off to me. Who wants to see what's in the bag? Who wants to see what's in the bag? And this is something that was specially done for me. I know the owners very well. So I reached out to them and asked them if they could do this for me and do a collab for me, inshallah. So this is the collab that we did together, inshallah. Okay, there's two pieces in here. Let's see what they got me in here. All right, here we go. The first thing that they sent me. Bum, bum, bum. There it is. The official MGL. The official MGL Cave collaboration. This is the official MGL Cave collaboration hat. The official MGL Cave X MGL snapback. Stitched beautifully, beautifully, beautifully stitched. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Where can you get this Salam hat? Cave London. The link in my bio. Link in my bio. Use the code Yusha Evans and you get 15% off. Which game? We can't. Moise, there's so many games. I would be listening for hours. Hours. Check us out on Discord. Ask that question on Discord. The Discord is where we can talk about those things. But the official MGL Cave trucker hat, I love it. As a matter of fact, we getting ready to pop this one on. Matter of fact. We getting ready to whoop, toss that up out of here. We getting ready to pop that one on. Hold on. There it is. There it is. The official MGL / Cave snapback. Hold on a second. The official MGL / Cave snapback is here. Let's make sure we get a photo of that. This official MGL / Cave one has arrived. Now, if there's enough people that want it, if there's enough people that want it, I'm going to ask them if they'll start making it and either, you know, shipping them to me in bulk or having them, you know, made to order for the store, or if there's enough, you know, there, if there's enough required, then they can actually have them. Omar, the next time you go to them, bro, tell them you want an MGL snapback. You saw Yusha Evans got his MGL snapback and you want one. You want the MGL trucker hat. Just tell them. That's how you get these companies to do these things, is you show that there's a demand. If there is a demand, they will supply. It's basic economics, the supply and demand. If you guys show them there's a demand, there's a supply. So go to their Instagram. They have an Instagram, Cave London. Go to the Instagram, comment on their last post. We want the MGL Cave snapbacks. We want the MGL X Cave snapbacks. Just go there and do that today. Also, they sent me one more. They sent me the black joint. They sent me the black one. So this is a black one. It's almost like a. I don't know how to explain what this is. It's almost like a velvety. It's a nice material, but this is the MGL. Come on. There you go. Look at that stitching. Look at that stitching. Beautiful stitching. So we got the MGL Cave. Oh, wrong side. I always do that. The MGL Cave snapback. Yeah, suede. There it is. It's like a suede. It's like a suede hat. That's what it is. It's a suede hat. So it's suede. Suede. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So we have some MGL merch now that is official from Cave London. I love these brothers. I love what they do. I love their products. It's always quality. What they do is a lot of quality. So I like it. Saddam Kid Explorer, can you review Halal Roblox games? Sure, I can look into that, inshallah. Seriously, more interesting than Nike or other brands because it's just a wear. Yeah. Salam alaikum, Doc Boone. How you doing, bro? Doc Boone, one of our members, mashallah. So can any brother use MGL tag when gaming? Yes, you can. You can use the MGL tag. No problem. But if you want to play, if you play Warzone with us and you want to be invited to the regiment, then you will have to actually get with one of us to get on the to get on the regiment. But I think they're going to change that whole regiment system come when Vanguard comes. So I don't know how that's going to work. But yeah, you use the MGL tag, please. Use the MGL tag, 100%. Okay, well, inshallah, any favorites? Oh, Black Cap looks nice. Yeah, the Black Cap is nice. Favorites is the games I play. I play a lot of Call of Duty. I play Modern Warfare. I play Warzone. Play a lot of zombies games. So there's other games. As long as those games don't contain explicit shirk or nudity or things that are like black and white, clearly haram, you know, then I'm worried about it. Will the MGL caps be sold? I know we're working on it. This one was done especially for me. These two were done especially for me. But if there is enough demand, if there's enough demand, and I'm not talking about like three or four people want one. If there's enough demand, if we can get like 40, 50 people minimum who want the MGL slash cave hat, whether it be, you know, the trucker style or the suede style, then, you know, you need to let us know. Let us know. What you can do is you can either email me, yushevansmedia@gmail.com, tell me you want it so I can compile that list, or ping me on Discord, or also go to their Instagram page and just spam their last post that we want the MGL X Cave hats to be available for purchase. And if there is enough of that demand, then they'll make them. I talked to the owner. That's how I got this one, and they'll make them. But there needs to be some demand, you know what I mean? Because if not, just doing them one at a time is not as cost effective. So if there's some demand, let me know, inshallah. Either, again, send me an email, yushevansmedia@gmail.com, and tell me you want them, and I'll compile a list. And if we get 40, 50 people, I'll tell them, hey, look, we got 40, 50 people who want these hats. Can we get, you know, can we get 50 made? Can we get 100 made? Even if it comes to the point where I need to, you know, get the 50 to 100 myself made and shipped to me, and then I'll ship to you guys, that's fine. Or if they, you know, if they want to do it where they're going to put it up the website, I'll have a discussion with them, but there needs to be some demand. There needs to be some demand. Omar, silly question. Pokemon cards, you buy packs not knowing what's inside them. This is me gambling. I have no idea. I have no idea, Omar. No idea. What is the percentage number? The percentage number is the humidity. The humidity outside is 62% humidity outside right now. Alhamdulillah, I watched the air on gaming. Also, my family was watching your videos, especially the khutbah videos and the gaming videos. Mashallah. Rahat, how you doing, bro? Assalamu alaikum. So for those of you who are just popping into the stream, we just unboxed the official Cave X MGL collaboration hats. The trucker hat and the suede hat. Beautiful stitched perfectly right there in the middle. This is the size that I wanted. This is the size I'm looking for, with the yellow cave on the side. Well, it's not yellow. It's kind of yellowish gold. It's like goldish yellow. So it's very, very, very beautiful. Miku, assalamu alaikum, Miku. Miku, do you like the hats, Miku? Do you like the hats? So I'll be wearing these hats regularly on stream. And they are just the same, like the Saddam ones I wear, and then the same quality, same hat, same everything. So it's beautiful. I like that. Have I tried Halo? I haven't played Halo in a long time. Years and years and years and years. So may Allah bless the brothers that run Cave. Mashallah. Beautiful, beautiful brothers and beautiful store. Anybody who's ever been in the store can tell you it's beautiful. They're in the process of remodeling at the moment to put a coffee shop inside the store and stuff like that. A little cafe, a little coffee bar. And it's a beautiful store. Beautiful products. If you want to get them, cavelondon.com. And use the promo code Yushevans and you get 15% off. Deal's a deal. PlayStation versus Xbox. I don't know. I've never played Xbox. So I'd say PlayStation. Simply because I've never played any. Harun Aserik, salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To one of our members, how you doing, bro? May Allah bless you, grant you good in this life and in the next. Mustafa, have I been to Turkey before? Not yet. Plan to go. Hope to go, inshallah. Bro Bricks, PlayStation, yeah. Do you still play Splitgate? I play it every once in a while. The game's kind of dead, though, but it's still a fun game to play every once in a while. I just don't have time like that. Unfortunately, I just don't have time like that, unfortunately. If I did, I'd be deeper into some of these games. But I just don't have the time. It's good to see. I'm not a sheikh, so I don't know. I think you came to the wrong. Forgive me, but I think you ended up on the wrong stream, my friend. Because I am not a sheikh. I am just a brother, bro Yusha. Simple as that. But it's good to see someone playing games and still believing and abiding to the deen makes me reassuring that I'm doing something. Yeah, yeah. Gamba may Allah bless you, but I'm not a sheikh. I am not a sheikh. Xbox is filled with hackers and xenophobes. When is part 3 of the prison tapes drops in 2 hours? 2 hours. Part 3. MashaAllah, Sarah B with the winner's circle. May Allah bless you for joining the winner's circle. And grant you good in this life and the next. Increase you in your rank, inshallah. Inshallah. It's dropping at 3 o'clock. This will be the last iteration of the prison tapes. The prison tapes is a 3-part series. And then we start the regular podcast of reflections. But I wanted to make the prison tapes a special little mini-series because it was something that never talked about. So, and there might be some more little mini-series coming up, but the prison tapes is coming out in 2 hours. Ira doing a great job. Yes, mashallah. What's your most used phone app? I don't know. I have no idea. Brother Yusha, fellow people, respond to questions we ask in the comments here. I appreciate them trying to help, but I'm here to ask you, could you stop here? It's fine. Just let them. Omar Saidi, if they, you don't have to, you know, acknowledge everything and everything of that nature, but people try to be helpful. So may Allah bless them. But you don't have to acknowledge all the time. Can't wait. Prison Tapes Part 3. Yes. My whole family watching, subscribe, like, MB. May Allah bless you. Excited for the prison tapes, especially the last 2 ones. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, False Sex. How you doing, bro? Will the Reflections podcast be weekly, brother, moving forward? Yes, the goal is to make the Reflections podcast weekly every Monday. And also to do it as a premiere every Monday so that I can hang out with those who come and watch it. So that is the goal, every Monday to drop the Reflections and do it as a premiere. And do it as a premiere, inshallah. I love your merch. You can get a lot more of our merch. We're actually going to be making some more merch. We're going to be designing some more merch. I have some designers right now that are working on it. I have another brother who I have to wait till December to get him to work on this, but it's worth the wait. It's worth the wait. So he will be designing some new merch for us. But if you want to get any of the existing merch right now, where is it? Type in exclamation merch. Why don't I have that here? Hold on a second. If you want to get any of the existing merch, you can go right here. If you want to get any of the existing merch, there's going to link that's going to pop up where you can get merch, MGL merch, sent straight to your house. It'll come straight to your door. And like that. Sweatpants, yeah, we're working on that. Grab your MGL merch here. There you go. Why did it pop it up twice? What's wrong with... Oh. What am I missing here? When will I come to India? I don't know. One day I'll get a hat like yours, inshallah. You can hit up Cave London, they'll ship it anywhere in the world. How are you feeling after surgery? I'm feeling okay, alhamdulillah. It was a upper GI endoscopic procedure where they had to stretch a part of my esophagus that had become restricted due to a Schatzky's green that I have from acid reflux, or what's known as GERD, gastrointestinal reflux disease. It's painful. Like right now, it hurts here. I can't swallow anything besides sips of water or it hurts. So, but we'll be okay, inshallah. I'm all clear now. It went well, and I don't have to go back for a while. So, alhamdulillah. Any good single-player game with a very good story you recommend, old or new? What's up, Miko? Oh, Miko said she likes the merch. Miku said she likes the merch. Say, salam alaikum to the stream, Miku.
Salam alaikum.
There you go. Miku, my daughter's always around somewhere. Any good single player games? I have to think about that. I haven't played a single player game in a while. Oh, excuse me. I'm also gonna probably burp a few times as part of having that GI track thing done. Love your videos. May Allah bless you. May Allah recovery means. I mean. Sweatpants. Yeah, we're gonna work on some sweatpants. I want to get stitched though. I want to get some sweatpants with the stitched. I don't want it printed on. I'm trying to get some sweatpants with this stitched MGL in the pocket. Working on that, inshallah. Yeah. May Allah bless you, bro. Doc Boone said, Salaam alaikum, Miko. Bobrick, Salaam alaikum, brother Yusha. One question. Atheists always ask why Allah didn't create two different pairs of humans in the beginning to avoid incest. Please do answer it. I can't answer it. I don't know. No idea. Sandals. Yeah, we'll look at it, inshallah. Like the slides, you mean, not the sandals. Not the toe sandals, the slides. Yeah, we'll look on maybe some slides, inshallah. Have I played Paladins? No. No, I didn't. I'm trying to read all these comments. On the previous channel, there was something about one-to-one video call counseling with the highest subscription. Is that something you would consider doing? Actually, we're going to see about doing that as a service, inshallah, as a separate service. So that's something that I'm working on, because there's a great need for counseling these days. There's a great need for people to be able to talk their issues and talk their things. So we're working on something like that, inshallah, Omar. So just stay tuned, inshallah. Stay tuned. Rahad, good to see you as well. I pray 5 times a day, MB, may Allah bless you. I like the MGL rucksacks, look very cool. Yeah, the backpacks, the rucksacks, yeah, they're good, alhamdulillah. And again, you can order them all right there from Streamlabs, and they'll ship them right to you. You can order them right there. Fortnite Boy 2006, all good. I'm good, alhamdulillah. Any free multiplayer game recommendations? Free multiplayer games, only ones I can think of that I've played in a while is Warzone is free. And Fortnite is, I think Fortnite's still free. Roblox is free. So things like that are free. Abib, I just experienced, correct me if I'm wrong, sometimes when your iman is low, you have to use your brain to protect your iman, and sometimes you have to use your heart to protect your iman. Yeah, that can be true. That can be true, yeah. Have I played the new World War II simulator? No, I have not. MGO mousepad would be sick. There is one on there. On the merch store, there's an MGO mousepad. Muhammad Daniel Shah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, akhi. How are you? How are you, my brother? My brother. I think opening up on mental health is important as physical health. 100%. 100%. Mental health is super important, because mental health is connected to your faith. I truly believe that mental health is connected to your faith.
One second. This thing's out of the way.
So having good mental health and strong mental health is important. Oh, a big one, Khidr. I don't know. I have to see. I don't know if they do a big one. There are two ways to da'wah: understanding the deen and Islam talks wisdom. We should know how to approach people's hearts based on what they know. Recall Hadith Mu'adh ibn Jabal to Yemen. Absolutely. False sex, 100%. Still doing martial arts. Yes, I still do use martial arts. I still do martial arts. Oh yeah, Splitgate is free as well. I got a question, brother. Is it permissible to do glitches in games? I don't know. Don't know if it's permissible or not. Assalamu alaikum from Turkey. A big one. Yeah, Khidr, I'll look into that, inshallah. MBA, can we see your daughter? No. Do you like doing premieres? Not all the time. I don't like doing premieres all the time, because I think it gets a little bit gimmicky. But once a week, I like to do the premiere for the podcast. What else am I missing here? I'm good, Muhammad Daniel Shah. All good, man. I had a little surgical procedure this morning where I had to have my esophagus stretched out through balloon dilations. It's a long thing. so I'm super sore, like right here. Because your esophagus, by the way, goes all the way down to like right here. And this is where I have the issue. So this is where it hurts. I can't really eat any solid food for the next 24, 48 hours. It's going to be a lot of chicken broth, a lot of broths. So if I swallow anything, it hurts. But I'll be okay after a couple of days, inshallah. Don't do it. I can't wait. Khidr. Can't wait for what? Oh, yeah. Doing salah is becoming very hard, as if there is a huge burden in my body preventing me. It's killing me from feeling that way. Any tips, brother? My biggest tip to you when salah becomes hard upon you is to remind yourself that the salah is for you. when you offer salah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it does not increase him, it does not increase his dominion, it does not benefit our Lord in any way. Allah prescribed it as a remedy, it is a medicine. Just like we don't like take medicine all the time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is prescribed on us, it is a remedy. Just like fasting is a remedy, salah is a remedy. It is ordained for us to be able to not only situate our lives as far as reminding us to remember our Lord, remember our Creator at different points during the day, but it also keeps us grounded. It keeps us firm. It keeps us going on the right path. It is dua that we make. Ihdina siratul mustaqim, siratul ladhina an'amta alayhim, ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. So we're asking for this dua to keep us on the straight path. So along with your salah, make dua to Allah to soften your heart and give you the love of salah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that salah was coolness to his eyes. It was like a soothing. And for me, it's the same way. Sometimes when things are just so crazy, things are just getting like mad, rough, and out of hand, when I go and I pray and I quiet the mind and focus it on my Rabb, it kind of settles everything else down. So may Allah make it easy for you, inshallah ta'ala. Game plus Islam equals happiness. Assalamu alaikum, Habibi. Frosty demanding. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, akhi. How you doing? All good, alhamdulillah. I am all good. It's good to see you, my brother. It's good to see you, my brother. May Allah bless you. Brother Yushu, your video on Journey of the Grave was amazing. May Allah reward you. May Allah reward you as well. May Allah reward you as well. Do you know how to purify our nafs? That's a long thing. That's a long thing. There's a book by Jamal Zarabozo called Purification of the Soul. I would look it up online. I think there's even a PDF version. Jamal Zarabozo, Purification of the Soul. And there's another book I'd recommend for purification of nafs called Talbis Iblis, which is The Devil's Deception. But Ibn Jawzi, Rahimahullah. So I would look both of those up, inshallah. What do? We have a load of motivation to do good deeds. I talk about this in, look, there's a talk, because a lot of these things, if I explain them in very short Q&A style format, I feel like I'm not doing them justice. But I actually have a video. It's not on my YouTube, unfortunately. I need to actually start pulling all of my videos that people have put on their pages back onto my page at some point. There's a video out there. Just look up Yusha Evans, Weakness of Faith and His Cures, or Yusha Evans, Surviving the Storm. This goes all about how our faith can become weak, and the things that cause it to become weak, and the things that we can do to increase our faith. Because faith is like a muscle, brothers and sisters. Number one, you have to understand, yeah, as Moonstar says, give a like. If you're here, give a like to the video. Help us out with that algorithm. Bismillah ta'ala. Faith is like a muscle. First and foremost, you have to understand that faith increases and decreases. Faith goes up and it goes down. Faith is like this. It's woo woo. And we know this is part of our aqidah, because there was a companion named Handala, radiallahu anhu, who said, Abu Bakr approached him one day and he said, Nafaqa Handala, I have become a hypocrite. And because when I'm with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, when he talks about paradise, is as if I can see it. When he talks about hellfire, is as if I can feel it. My iman is so high. But when I go home to my family, and I spend time away from the Messenger of Allah, you know, I feel like my faith becomes weaker. So I'm a hypocrite. And Abu Bakr said, if you're a hypocrite because of that, so am I, because the same thing happens to me. So they went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and told him what happened. And he smiled and kind of chuckled them and said, it's not serious. He said, iman increases and decreases. He said, if you were like you are with me all the time, you know, like the last 10 nights of Ramadan, or if you've made Hajj and you've been to Mecca and stood in front of the Kaaba, the level of iman that you're feeling, the last 10 nights of Ramadan, when you're like shaitan, you're lucky you're locked up right now. You know what I mean? Because I would batter you, bro. You know, that level of iman, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if your iman was like that all the time, then angels would leave the heavens and come to this earth and shake your hands and give you glad tidings of paradise. But it's not like that. Iman decreases and increases. It increases and decreases. But it's like a muscle. That muscle will only be as strong as you work it to be. If you want to work a muscle in the body, you have to work at that muscle. And you have to start small and work up 5-pound weights, 10-pound weights, 15-pound weights, 20-pound weights. You have to work your way up to increase the strength and stability of that muscle. Faith is the same. You're going to get out of your faith as much as you put into it. So that's a little snippet from Surviving the Storm lecture that you can find on YouTube. It's called Surviving the Storm, or Weakness of Faith and Its Cures, or Weakness of Faith and Its Cures. Let me see what I've missed. From Egypt, Ala Eldin Ahmed, may Allah bless you. From Masr, inshallah. Maybe you're in Quran. No disease could touch you without the permission of Allah. It's disobedience who got disease and should do this. Allah knows best. I pray you get better. Inshallah, I'm all good now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Cubic art. False sex. I recall a hadith. Allah aids and alleviates those that do the same for their brother, fasting and a physical and mental healing. Absolutely. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Allah is with his slave as long as his slave is supporting and with his brother in faith. This is the hadith that you're looking for. Do you love your religion? I love my religion because I'm Muslim. MashaAllah. When do you start paying zakat? Zakat is mandatory upon you if you've had savings that have been saved over one lunar year. Like if you have $5,000 and after one lunar year you still have that $5,000, then you have to pay zakat on it. And there's a different ruling with regards to livestock, property, etc. This is something you have to look up scholars for. There's actually a place in the UK called Zakat. I think it's the Zakat Foundation that actually helps you, and they have a lot of tips on learning how and when you're supposed to pay your Zakat. Somebody donated in the super chat. We're about to hear Siri or a voice.
Insha'Allah, can I ask everybody to take a second to make dua for all of our mothers? I love you all.
Amr Saeed, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of our mothers. Ameen. May Allah grant all of our mothers Jannah. Ameen. Say Ameen, Miku. Ameen. You want your... Say, may Allah give my mommy Jannah. That's it. We make dua for our mothers, inshallah. Let me see what I'm missing. I have a four-year-old and struggling to teach her who Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do you have any tips? Take time. Four is early. Four is early. Just start instilling that we love the Prophet Muhammad. You don't have to tell the why just yet. The why will come a little bit later when they start becoming more inquisitive. So just take your time. No, Bella doesn't want to come over here. Let's see. What else have I missed? Please, I will not be able to watch, unfortunately. I don't know what you're talking about, unbeaten plays. I don't know what you mean by up. Few tips on dealing with waswasa. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then try to divert your mind from that. If it's truly waswas, it will go away. If you keep hearing things and hearing voices and stuff of that nature, that might be something else to look into. My iman was peak in 2010 when I went for Hajj. Yeah, it does get peak when you go over there, inshallah. When MGL Umrah? I don't know, maybe we'll have to talk to Subs. Subs helps out with the Umrah things. Maybe we'll have to do an MGL Umrah at some point, inshallah. MGL Umrah. We all go to Mecca and Medina, inshallah. We demand him. I haven't been in a long time, so I'm looking forward to go back. My iman keeps jumping from 0 to 100 and back to 0 of a couple months. There's something you have to work on. It's just like I said, if it's a muscle, if it's fluctuating that much, then you know you're not putting just enough effort into it. You have to find out what's causing it to go weak, because there are reasons why if our iman bottoms out, there are factors that contribute to that, and we have to figure out what those factors are, inshallah. Did you discuss likely events in crucifixion? Psalms 91 said Jesus lived and Jesus saw about watching another person. That's a bit too long of a question right now. False six. That's an in-depth question. And plus, I don't really understand what the premise of it is. Did you discuss likely events in crucifixion? I don't even understand the construct. How is your cat doing? The cat's all good. The cat was just in here a minute ago and then bolted out somewhere. Bella is good. She's running around somewhere. I'm going to sound sick. Never been. Please set this up one day, inshallah. Absolutely. Tell Sabs as well. We needed an MGL Umrah to hook it up with the slick packages, inshallah. Tell Sabs the Don, a.k.a. Sabs Labs, that we need some MGL Umrah. We need an MGL Umrah. Tell him to hook it up, inshallah. Harun Aserik with the BA. What What monetary system is that? BAM. I've never even seen BAM, and I've seen a lot of different monetary instruments, but BAM is not one of them. Love what you're doing, bro. May Allah have mercy on our parents. I mean, here we go. Here it is. I'm going to turn this voice off for the next stream, as a matter of fact, because I don't like the sound of her voice.
Love what you're doing, bro. May Allah have mercy on our parents.
I mean, robotic voice. I mean. Do you ever thought to visit Bosnia? I actually would love to visit Bosnia and Herzegovina. I would love to visit. I actually need to visit Bosnia at some point and visit my bro Dinka. I need to visit my bro Dinka. So I would love to visit Bosnia one day, inshallah ta'ala. My bro Dinka, my designer, is out there. He, matter of fact, designed the logo. So I need to get out there and visit him, inshallah. May Allah guide us to a good halal economy. Absolutely, 100%. 100%. I mean, robot voice.
I gotta get rid of that, bro. It just sounds weird.
How much is Umrah? I don't know. I used to go to Umrah every year. It's been quite a few years since I've been to Umrah, so I don't know. Oh, BAM is Bosnian marks. Okay, mashallah. Yeah, I'd never seen BAM, bro. Never seen Bosnian marks. May Allah bless you for that, bro. May Allah grant you good in this life and the next for supporting the stream and supporting what we're doing over here. For those of you who might just join the stream, we unboxed the MGL/Cave merch today that came in exclusively for your mans. But hopefully, if there's enough demand, we can get it made officially. We have the MGL Stitch logo here on the trucker hat with the cave on the side. And the MGL suede. This is suede. Look at that suede. Oh, it's just so smooth. So we have the... Oh, I can't turn right. We have the MGL fully stitched. Come on, there you go. Fully stitched / Cave London merch that came in for your boy. Mashallah. I love it. Beautiful. If there's enough demand, we can get that made. But this is how I wanted my hats to look. I'm all about quality. And Cave does quality. And so I love this hat. Beautiful hat. Mashallah. I'm glad they did me one in tan, because I told them just pick a color between the blue, the black, the brown, the tan. I'm glad they did me one in tan. I like tan. It goes with a lot of things. And it's also somewhat understated. It's not like, boom, big bold in your face. I kind of like understated things. And then for the bold one, you got this one. And for the bold one, you got this one right here. I'll be wearing that one on the next stream. Yes, I believe it's the stress of work and trying to keep my prayers. Then when I miss prayers, my iman weak as I give up. Also, addiction to music is a problem. That is also a problem. And when you miss a prayer, I know it just hurts, but don't just try to make sure you don't miss another one. Just, you know, be like, okay, that happened. May Allah forgive me. And try to make sure you make the next one and try to maybe make up for it. Pray extra, inshallah. You should send me that ASAP. Yeah, bro. I told you, man. Cave is the spot. Cave London is the spot for the snapbacks. They have snapbacks. They have hoodies. They have thobes. All of my short sleeve thobes I got from Cave London. They do some banger short sleeve throws. Short sleeve thobes. That I love. The Omani short sleeve thobe. That's my summer gear. They have hoodies, they have jackets. For sisters, they have abayas, they have khimars, they have scarves, they have the whole nine yards, they have beard products. I get a lot of my beard products from there, scented beard products. They just have a whole array. Go to their website, cavelondon.com, check them out. I think everyone needs me time. 100% Abi, everybody needs me time. Everybody needs their space and needs me time. No one can be around human beings 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. It drives you absolutely nuts. My 4 years in prison was a nightmare. Because you're never alone in prison. There's always people around. It was like, you know, and that's part of it. Everybody needs their me time. They need their alone time and me time. Hajj, you know what is hot? When you sliding through Texas again, inshallah? I don't know. Whenever I'm invited back to Texas, I'll be there, inshallah. I like Texas. Come down there and get me some good old Rudy's barbecue, inshallah. I love barbecue. When I come to Texas, it's barbecue city for me. I love barbecue. Umrah is a smaller version of Hajj. Umrah is like a smaller version of Hajj. Hajj is over days. Umrah will take you, it depends on how quickly you get through it, but Umrah will only take you a couple hours. You know, you do your seven tawaf, you go in between Safa and Marwa, you do your sa'id, and then you come and pray turaka, and then that's it. You're you shave your head or you clip your hair, whatever have you, and then you're done with Umrah. Umrah does not take too long. Omar, I see all those names. May Allah bless those who have helped you, inshallah. Will you continue releasing faith-related speeches on this channel, or is it more focused on gaming? It's hard to answer that because if you look right here, we do a lot of, like, gaming is actually the minority on this channel. And that, you know, that's also the thing about doing something new, like what we're doing. Like right now, I'm not gaming. And for the majority of most streams in the beginning, we don't do any gaming. It's a very end. But because of it's something new and novel, you know, people start all of a sudden assuming that's what it's all about. But actually, if you watch the channel, you pay enough attention to the videos, you'll realize that gaming is actually the minority of the channel, even though it's something I enjoy as a hobby. But it's actually the minority of the channel. The gaming is just a platform. Like, I'm in a gaming setup, but it's also my streaming setup. We could just be sitting here streaming, chatting, and chilling. And I play games sometimes with the brothers, and I upload some videos and clips and things of that nature. But in reality, it's the minority of what we do. Labas tohor, inshallah. May Allah bless you, bro. Idrisi. Ameen. Do you know what happened to the channel Quran Weekly? It just went silent and had some amazing videos of you. I don't know. Quran Weekly, I knew those brothers in Texas. It was some brothers out of Texas many, 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 many years ago. I don't know what happened to that. Me time helps to reflect on life. Yep, ribs or hot dogs? Beef ribs. Dinosaur bones. That's it, beef ribs. Wings? Oh, it depends, man. Wings are elite too, bro. Let me tell you, if you like wings, if my wife is watching this, she's going to be like, here you go. If you like wings, I make at home some of the most banging, mesquite lime wings that you'll ever have. So inshallah ta'ala, if we ever get a chance and we get together somewhere and get me some wings, my own special homemade marinade and stuff that I put on them, I'll take you to the next level with some good old mesquite lime wings. I love wings. Have you met Brother Numan Alejandro in Texas too? I met him many years ago. Pino Lino, assalamu alaikum. Rahat, yeah, Umrah. Hopefully we can talk to Sabs about that, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum, Ahmed Mir. Cubic Art, what is your headset? I use the SteelSeries Artist Pro. My headset is the SteelSeries Artist Pro Wireless. I like this headset a lot. I love this headset a lot. Listen to Omar Hisham, Rabati, the moment. Hello, Sami. Alhamdulillah, may Allah bless you. Yeah, may Allah make it easy for you. Afixion, what microphone is that? It sounds excellent. Yes, it does. I love this microphone. This is the Aston Spirit microphone. This is actually a production level studio microphone. Like, the Shure SM7B is used by a lot of streamers, and I use that for my podcast if you watch it, because it gives a very dry radio podcast voice. But this is actually a quality studio recording mic. It's the same exact price as a Shure SM7B, but it's a much warmer, crisper sound to me. So I just the construction, everything, like, I love this mic. And the ability to switch it from bidirectional, omnidirectional to full thing. And also I can change the decibels on it. I can up the dB on it. I can down the dB on it. And I can drop it from straight to linear. It's just a beautiful mic. This thing is beautiful. It's beautifully made. Looks beautiful and it sounds beautiful. Aston mics. Check them out. Brother, there's so many better places than Rudy's. I mean, Rudy's just kind of known. It's kind of easy when you go there. There is Kyle, there is, it's supposedly the oldest. There's two places that I really like for barbecue in Texas. One of them is in College Station. I can't remember the name of it. I cannot remember the name of the one in College Station, but it's the most
popular barbecue place in College Station when I used to go to Texas A&M a lot. And then if you drive the back roads from College Station to Houston, there's actually the old highway. I think it's Highway 1 South or something like that, is the oldest, and it's actually a historical landmark, the oldest existing barbecue restaurant in Texas. It looks like an old house. It's in the middle of nowhere. There's nothing around because once the major highways were built, people abandoned the old highways. But that barbecue is legit. It is legit. But Rudy's, everybody knows it. Yeah, Rudy's. Go to Rudy's. I like to go to Rudy's to get the big old to-go cup of sweet tea. The big one. The big old joint. I'm brand new to your content. No. It's fine. I was just explaining it. Gaming is a small portion. And MGL and our Discord server is basically, we created a home for Muslim gamers. But gaming is not the full context of it. May Allah bless you too, bro. How to be persistent while acquiring beneficial knowledge. You just gotta keep persistent. You just gotta understand the value of knowledge. Knowledge is, read it for me. Knowledge is power. So if you want power, you gain knowledge. Knowledge is the key to power. Is there any hope for you to come to Canada? I don't know. I don't know. I'm banned, so I don't know. We'll see. You have to go ask Justin Trudeau, see if you can get some special permission for your man, bro. You should. Don't do that, as a matter of fact. Don't get me in any more trouble than I already am in Canada. We'll see, inshallah. Cooking videos? Maybe. Maybe we'll see. By the way, our MGO content creator, Scope, has been doing cooking videos. Make sure you go and check his content out. He's linked right here on the below on the bottom. Under my content creators, go check out Scope. Scope's making cooking videos. Maybe I'll have to start doing some cooking videos, and me and Scope will have to have a cook-off. How about that? Next time we have an MGL meetup in London, me and Scope get off with the cook-off. But, you know, I can't, it's hard for me to cook in other countries because the seasons are different. There's so many things that are at play. Like, in order for it to be fair, I need to be in my home territory with the stuff that I know and know how to do it. Scope, we just mentioned you, bro. That's it. Mention Scope and he shows up. Give us the ring. And if you go to my Instagram under Chef Skills, the little stories, you'll see my wings. You'll see my wings. They're elite, bro. Let me tell you, they're elite. Petition for the wings video. They're elite. But I can't give you the rub recipe. The rub recipe is a state secret. If I give you that, then I have to send a squad after you, bro. The hit sick. I tell you how to cook them and stuff like that. But yeah, cooking wings is not, grilling wings is not that hard. The secret is getting the rub and the sauce right, so you can create that caramelization as you're cooking the wings, so they kind of become like smoked almost. And then I finish them off with some fresh lime. Next level, bro. Sorry, I'm making my own mouth water, and I can't even have no wings today. I can't do it. Oh, ya Allah. May Allah bless all of you, inshallah. Brother, can we play games at Lamada like Clash of Clans? I don't know. I can't tell you it's haram to play a game. Can't tell you it's haram to play a game. That's just not my level of expertise. If you don't feel comfortable with it, don't play it. That's my best sound advice to you. If something doesn't feel right about playing it, then don't play it. Do you feel tired of having to tell your revert story over and over again? No. No, I don't. Because that revert story changed my life. I don't really even tell it that much anymore. There's so many versions of it on YouTube. I don't even really have to tell it anymore. So many versions on YouTube. Random question. What do you have? Who do you have winning this season in NBA? I don't know, Harun. I have not taken a look at any of the teams this year. Preseason just started for the NBA, and I haven't really looked at any of the rosters. Who's moved and who's done what, so I don't know. I don't know who's going to take it this year. I have to take a look at the rosters. Yeah, I'm banned from Canada, bro. Been listening all this time. Just getting my food ready now. Yeah. Like I said, if you're not following Scope's page, make sure you go drop him a sub. Make sure you go drop Scope a sub. He drops very good videos, and he's also doing some cooking videos. We're going to have Chef Scope. We're gonna branch off and create the Muslim Cooking League. That's it, MCL. Muslim Cooking League, inshallah. Can we stop talking about food? Is it spicy? No, my wings are not spicy. No argument. Wait. I'm missing. I'm missing some questions here. We will have a cooking competition. Definitely, Scope. I greatly appreciate your videos. Question, do Muslim video speakers realize the Illuminati satanic hand symbols that you fellas always seem to use? I have no idea what hand signals you're talking about, Kathleen. So, don't know. But thank you very much for joining us. But I'm not sure of the Illuminati hand signals that you are speaking of. Assalamu alaikum, Akhi. Check your email. I sent you an email from a different account. Okay, no arguments, please. You sent it to Ushevins Media? If you send it to Ushevins Media, then I will check it and get it. Check it and get it, inshallah. So no worries. Hey, can we stop? Can you check it? Yep. I never realized the difference between lime and lemon until... You didn't know the difference between lime and lemon. May Allah help you. May Allah help you. May Allah help you. Limes are elite. Lemons are good. Don't come saying now that Yush is a lemon hater and this and that and the other. I like lemons. Lemons go in sweet tea. But limes go for food. For me, limes go on food. Fish, seafood, chicken, limes. Limes. And limes, I can eat lime like an orange. I can peel a lime and just eat it. I love limes. Franklin's. What is a Franklin? I have no idea what that is. Do I watch football? Are you talking about American football or European football? That's the question. I watch American football. I don't watch too much European football or AKA soccer. Just don't watch it. Did you do any Islamic courses? Yes, I did my bachelor's and my master's in Islamic studies. Yes, I did. It's hard to buy a halal meat in your place. No, it's not hard. I live where a lot of Muslims are. It's not very hard to buy halal meat at all. And then you get to go down the whole road of discussion of what is considered halal meat. If you consider Ahl al-Kitab halal meat, and what are the rulings of Ahl al-Kitab and this and that and the other. So that's a whole nother ball of wax. Maybe next time we will see cooking in video of chicken wings at a hot. Inshallah, it's draining to acquire knowledge. It's draining to acquire anything. Anything. Let me say it like this. I've said it so many times. Anything that is worth having, you will not gain it easily. Anything that is worth having, you would not obtain it easily. So yes, knowledge is hard to obtain because it's worth having. Anything that's worth having, you're not going to get it easily. So you're just going to have to put in a little work, inshallah. Watching from the USA, Jazakallah Khairin. Whoa. I've gone far. Where have I missed? Okay. Did you ever get backlash from your Duat friends for starting a gaming channel? Nope. I did not. Nobody reached out to me and said nothing. Not to me, anyway. Nope. And I'm not really bothered about it anyway. But no backlash. Alhamdulillah. If they said anything, it wasn't to me. But we over here grinding. And as you see, a lot of our du'a, they're promoting the channel for us, alhamdulillah. We've been on Islam 21C with it. We've been on Rerooted with it now. We've been on Islam channel with it now. So alhamdulillah, we are pushing MGL to the moon. If you have not seen the video that released on Saturday on Rerooted, I wish I could find that link for you. Hold on a second, guys. Let me get this link for you real quick. This was actually a very beneficial episode between myself and Brother Imran Hussein. Just let me get the video link for you guys real quick. Just give me a second. Oh, there it is. What? Nope.
And so it was
so maybe let me pause it. Started playing. Copy link. There we go. But yeah, if you guys have not seen the video, check it out, inshallah. It is right here. Paste. There it is. Just go check out this video, guys, of myself and Brother Imran Hussein. Thoughts on Wing Chun? Wing Chun is good. I like Wing Chun. What advice do you give about struggling to find career choice or finding your passion? You have to just figure out what drives you. What is something that you could do as a profession that would make you feel good about getting up in the morning and doing it? That's where you start. That's where you start, because you want your the best form of work is when your work motivates you, drives you, you have a passion for it. It's the most beautiful part. Lemons are elite because they have more health benefits. I'd have to see the data on that. Because limes are just better. You can't change my mind. Limes are it. Bukurubuti, limes are it, bro. Will you be speaking in Illinois over the next 15 months? I don't know. I have no idea. We have nothing scheduled at the moment. I have some requests for Chicago, but it's just kind of preliminary. Would you come? So I don't know. If or, I always post it. Online. Wait. I missed something here. How many countries are you banned from? Just two. Canada and Australia. There's a fruit that looks and tastes like lemon, but it's way too big. We call it here in Saudi Arabia. Trench. Yeah, trench. I've had that in Saudi Arabia before. It's actually, it's way big. It doesn't taste like a lemon that much, though. Lots of Somalis in Minnesota. Yes, lots of Somalis. Hazel. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Yusha. First time joining your live stream. Thank you very much for being here. May Allah bless you, increase you, grant you good in this life and the next. May Allah bless you. For those of you who want to continue to support the channel, subscribing, becoming a member, right here, top pin tweet, $4.99 a month. You can become a member and support us and help us go to the moon. We are right now currently sitting at 38 members. The goal is to get to 100, to go 5 days a week. We want to try to get 100 members to at least try to go 5 days a week. I would like to get 200, but I might be able to squeeze it at 100. So we're trying to get 100 members. We are at 38 members currently. And once we get 100, we might be able to push 5 days a week. So click on that little button. $4.99 a month. It comes out every month. You can support what we're doing over here. You can drop a super chat. When you drop a super chat, everybody sees your super chat. It stays up there for a while. It becomes sticky. You can also super sticker and all that. And then there's the donate button is in the link right there. YushaEvans.live. You can support, put your message, and everybody will see it and read it and hear it and all that good stuff. So just supporting the stream is extremely beneficial. And I love you all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who are here. And just you being here is a support. Assalamu alaikum, brother Moith. Assalamu alaikum, all first time here. Yeah, Ace UK, assalamu alaikum, bro. How you doing? Do you interact with the Somali community and did you try Somali food? Yeah, I don't have no choice but to interact with the Somali community. That's pretty much all there is in Minnesota. And I love my Somali brothers and sisters here in Minnesota. And Somali food, I love Somali food. I love suqar. I like my suqar with malawah. And maybe some bris and some pasto with mousse, a little bit of anjera. Yeah, I like my Somali food, bro. But it's got to be with mousse. You have to have it with banana. Rerooted was great, Doc Boone. May Allah bless you, bro. Oh, man, I'm missing everything here. So many chats, I can't keep up with them. I'm from India. I want to do MBBS, but I want to do Islamic course. But doing Islamic course doesn't have any job in India, so I'm stuck. Try to do both. Life is short. You get one of them. Saud Khan. Salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. How you doing, bro? I came behind you. See what's happening. Okay, Ace UK. You guys talking to each other. Okay, I'm back. Are you going to continue? Talbis Iblis. Inshallah. We're going to continue to pull things from it. I think lime is superior. Everyone, please make dua for me. I struggle with some personal issues. Saud Khan, may Allah bless you. Grant you good in this life and the next. And make it easy for you, whatever it is you're going through. Franklin's is a barbecue joint, and Black's Terry Black's is supposedly the spot to go to for the real barbecue here in Texas. I'll have to check it out. I have to check it out next time I'm there. It depends on what city it's in, because usually when I go to Texas, it's usually like Houston, Dallas, A&M, College Station, stuff like that. How many content creators are there on MGL? I think there's like 5 of them, but realistically. Excuse me, there's that burp from the procedure. Realistically, when it comes to active content creators, you have myself, Scope, and Sabs the Don. We are looking for more active content creators that can create high level, high energy, halal content for MGL. So if you're interested in doing that, drop all of your links and drop your promos in our Discord server. We have a room, or we have a lounge called Promo. You can drop your links. You can drop your YouTube. You can drop your Twitch. You can drop your socials, whatever it is. We are looking for more content creators that are high level, high quality, high energy content creators. So if you're a content creator from GMGL, reach out to us. We have a couple more that are hopefully coming around to doing more. Meadow's a content creator. He's just not as active. Dean is a content creator, not as active. We're looking for more content creators that are active. But the main three active content creators now that are actively creating content, myself, Scope, and Subs, Dadan, they're linked right here at the bottom. I'm missing something here. So yeah, I'll have to check out Franklin's. I don't know where it's at. May Allah reward you as well. Inshallah, Dagboon, inshallah, inshallah. I don't know, Reed. I have no idea. May Allah make it easy for you. My health is okay now. My health is okay now. I know it's a big, touchy subject, but if you ever mentioned the topic of hijrah, I want to make the ajr of hijrah in my lifetime. Hijrah, bro. Hijrah is moving from one place to another. That's all it means. Going from one place to another. So if you want to make hijrah from one place to another, it's in your best interest. Bismillah. May Allah make it easy for you. What would you use on... on what? Salad. I don't know what a salad is, V-Rab. Bro, does that mean salad? Does that mean salad? I don't know, man. Ghanam, watch your videos for a few years. I'm a mom living in New York City. Very proud of you, little brother. May Allah bless you. May Allah bless you. Nama M. May Allah bless you. Grant you good in this life and in the next, inshallah. Who can I add to get my YouTube member tag? What do you mean your YouTube member tag? I don't know what you mean by your YouTube member tag. On Discord? By the way, if you're on our Discord and you're one of my YouTube members, make sure that you've gone to your settings. Make sure you're gone to your settings and integrated. Go to integrations and make sure you have linked your YouTube account to Discord. Because when you link your YouTube account to Discord, then you will get the member role, the Yusha's YouTube member role in the Discord server, and you'll have access to the VIP room. The VIP room is where I hang out a lot in MGL as well, because it's for the VIPs. Make sure you have integration in your Discord. Go to Discord, go to your settings where your name is, go to integrations and integrate, log in with your YouTube, integrate your YouTube and your Discord, and you'll get that role automatically. Does anyone know why I was banned? I don't even know why I was banned for Canada. So if somebody else knows, let me know. I don't know. Hijrah leaves sin for good deeds, inshallah. One can only guess, bro. Same here. The other live stream is still silent. Yeah. Let's see. Assalamu alaikum. I see a few names I recognize. MashaAllah. Stop by to say salam. Going to pick up my son, inshallah. May Allah make it easy for you, Nama M. And we look forward to seeing you on another live stream. We're always here Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We're right here, right here, right here, right here. Monday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Fridays, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right here. Only on YouTube. What surgery I was doing, it was just an endoscopic upper GI esophagus dilation. They put a little balloon and had to stretch out my esophagus because I have a Schatzky's ring that was getting restricted and it was making it hard for me to swallow. I want to watch your stream, but it's 11:41. It'll be up. You can come watch it later. The streams for the week stay up. But once we get to a new Monday, I'm going to go and I always try to take the streams down from the last week. So it's only the current week streams that will stay up, but you can watch them during the week, inshallah. How did MGL first come about? I talked about that. Actually, if you want to know about that, go watch the Rerooted Gaming in Islam episode where they ask me how did MGL come about. I explain it in full detail over there. Check it out, inshallah. I will do a reply to this. I just shared the live on NYM YouTube channel. Okay, just may Allah bless you. May Allah bless you, bless you, bless all of you guys. I have to go, but subscribe. Salaam alaikum. Salaam alaikum. Ace UK. May Allah bless you. Guess MGL is not only about content creators. Do you guys need any talent that might help 3D artists, developers, editors? 100%. We need content creators. Content creators does not mean just people who make videos, or the person who makes the videos. Content creators is editors, designers, 3D, motion graphics, all of that. If you want to use those services towards helping take MGL to the moon, reach out to me personally. Either yushaevansmedia.com or go to Discord and ping me. Or go to Discord and send me a message or send me a friend request on Discord and have a chat with me. We are always looking for talent in the area of content creation. So that all helps the content creators. This is the easiest part. Just sitting here chatting is the this is easy. But the behind the scenes work to make everything right, to do the videos right, the filming, recording, editing, designing, thumbnail design is super important. Video editing is super important. 3D design, all of that. All that. So reach out to me, Cubic Art, inshallah ta'ala. Salam again, Lilja. I don't know how to pronounce that right. Mashallah, we'll definitely come support your live streams. 100%. Thank you very much. Have a safe trip. May Allah reward you. Any plans to visit India in the future? Inshallah. I see. Stay healthy. Inshallah, I'll try to, Hazel. We'll try to stay healthy. Are you the beard guy? Who's the beard guy? Jack the lad. What's up, bro? Thanks for showing Hamza Den on this channel yet. Yeah. Jack the lad. I don't know what you mean by am I the beard guy. I am a beard guy. I think I'm a beard guy. No. I think I am a beard guy. Oh, and I remember somebody asked me, do I still use Honest Amish products on my beard? Yes, I do. Those beard tips, it's right here on my YouTube channel. You can go and check it out. Beard tips on how to maintain the mashallah beard. I still do use Honest Amish and organic argan oil. Designing, edit, scope. I'm telling you, bro. Designing and editing is draining. That is the hardest part. You can record a 30-minute video and then take 4 hours. It takes 4 hours just to make it ready to be put on YouTube. Like, that's where all the work, the post-production work is where all the work comes in. Post-production work is where all the work comes in. I mean, of course, the content itself has to be decent. Can't work with trash. But, you know, that is the easier part. Once you get the hang of that, that is just pushing buttons and roll. But then the post process is very, very, very draining. Akhil Ahmed, alhamdulillah, all good, Akhil Ahmed, may Allah bless you. I heard that the bearded Mac creating some good beard oils in the use. I've never even heard of the bearded Mac. Never even heard of it. I like the Honest Amish stuff because the Amish use, you know, very minimal processing and they use a lot of organic products. The Amish are known for their beards as well. They've been doing this beard thing a long time, just like us Muslims have. So they make some very good products. They make beard balms, beard salves, beard oils, beard soaps, the whole thing. You can find it on Amazon. I think Amazon.com and Amazon.co.uk probably as well. But then I pick up organic argan oil. Organic argan oil I pick up from Amazon as well. So, good organic argan oil. Just go to Amazon. Organic argan oil. Organic argan oil. You must be the Muslim Gamer League guy. Yes. I might be the Muslim Gamers League guy. Great Discord, by the way, Jack the Lad. Thank you very much. And for those of you who were not in the stream earlier, we got our Cave London, as you can see. Cave London. Cave/ MGL collaboration merch just arrived from me. The trucker hat and the suede hat. The trucker hat and the suede hat, and I love them both. Inshallah, if there's enough demand, we will try to get them made available to the public. Right now, this is a Yusha Evans only. Because I had them special make it for me. These are one-on-ones. So if you have interest, email me, ping me on Discord, go to Cave London's Instagram, spam their last post that you want the Cave X MGL hats made available for purchase. If there's enough demand, they will supply. If there's enough demand, they will supply. Am I still rocking with the perfumes, the attar? Yes, I do have my ouds and my attars and my misks and all of that is in the other studio over there. Yes. And on Fridays, we do a book review and a book suggestion and oil attar review, perfume review. So we'll do that on Friday, inshallah. I love my perfumes. The Amish beard products are traditional and homemade. Yes, they are traditional, and I don't know if they're home. I don't know their process of making them, but I know the Amish don't use a lot of machinery and stuff like that. So I'm sure they got a gang of people pumping them out in a warehouse. Gang of people. Like the stream, people, inshallah. Is there a way to get 2 small-minute videos of your talks? I share those on Twitter and WhatsApp once my non-Muslim hear them and she likes. I don't know. You can, I don't know where you can get them. You can take them off my page if I have any 2-minute clips you want to take. Just make sure you tag your boy. Jack the Lad, then can go tell Cave London. Cave London, their Instagram. Go tell them we want the MGL / Cave trucker hats that you should just reveal on stream. Let them know. Let them know. Like I said, demand drives supply. Demand drives supply. Is that an MGO hoodie you're wearing? No. That's not an MGO hoodie. This is an older company. I don't think they even do it anymore. It's called Statement. You can see it right here on the side of the hoodie. Statement. Some brothers I know, they used to do these kind of hoodies. We're thinking about doing something very similar, very different, though, at the same time. This is a hoodie that was given to me by them quite a few years ago. Alhamdulillah, knowledge is power. This one and the one that says peace be upon you. I like these hoodies a lot. This is actually, all this stuff is starting to wear off, unfortunately. As you see, I just pulled off another bit. Pretty soon, this is not going to say anything. As you can see, even the E thing fell off over here. So the printing wasn't as on point as it should have been. Pretty soon, you won't even be able to see this as knowledge is power after a few more washes. So I'm wearing it while I can before it all flakes off. How many studios do you have? It's just my basement, separated into my basement has 1, 2, 3, 2 small rooms and a main room. This small room is my streaming studio and my editing studio, which is right there on the other side with my Mac. And I have a workout room next to this, and then I have a bigger space out there, which is where we record the podcast and other things, and also where I watch football. And it's just, this is my space. This is me space down here. As soon as you come down the stairs underground into the basement, this is my space. Not the my space, just my space. Salam, do you mainly use oils only or perfumes, colognes as well? I know some people different opinion with it. I use both. Dettol alcohol is not khamr. It's permissible to wear, 100%. Amish products are OG. Yes, Salah. Yes, yes. Amish products are OG, Saad. What do you think is a good field to look into? It could be anything, bro. Cave London MGL. Yeah, do that. Go over and comment. Salam alaikum, guys. I want the Cave X MGL hats to be made available. Yeah, there is. Absolutely, yeah. The scissor icon. Okay, yeah, I forgot to tell you guys. If anybody wants to clip parts of my stream, like if I say something that you want to clip and you want to share it on your YouTube or you want to share it on your Twitter or you want to share it on your Instagram, just hit the clip button. You guys can actually clip my stream. You can clip little parts of it out. I think it'll give you like 2 minutes to clip. You can clip it out and you can share it. So use the clip feature. Use the clip feature. Bro, do you have kids? I have 3. Is MGO website official? Because it seems like a dead website. It is an official website. Yes, it is. But it's more of just a landing page. It's more of a landing page for people to find out about our Discord. That's basically what it's for. It's kind of a landing page. I bought the website, MuslimGamersLeague.com, before anybody else tried to. We put something there. Some brothers from the MGO server, mashallah, did that. And it's kind of like a springboard over to our Discord, because a lot of people don't understand even how to get on Discord, discord.gg/, they're like, what? So we just say, go to MuslimGamersLeague.com and click join. But we're going to hopefully add more to that, inshallah, tournaments and stuff like that, because right now it is dead. It's just there. It's a holding site at the moment. I thought that was the design of the hoodie. No. Unfortunately, it's not. It did have a little bit of a faded look, but it's become like a super faded look the more I've worn it. Vanish, where do you work? You know, people ask this all the time. Number one, May Allah bless you. But vanish. But it's a bit of a rude thing to ask people. What do you work? What do you work? What do you work? What do you do for a living? Like if I work. That's what I do. I work. And to assume that people have money is ridiculous. Like, if you guys knew how much work I put into to be able to make this stuff happen and shuffling things around and saving and selling off things. And I mean, I sold off a collection of shoes to buy this stream room. So, you know, I am 41 years old. A lot of people that ask this understand are kids and they're very young. And when you're young, you don't understand money management. You don't understand finances. You don't understand savings. You don't understand business acumen, which is understandable. But if you're at the age of 41 and you can't do some things that you need to do, like professional wise, then you have not planned well. You have not planned well. It's the Yusha Cave, Doc Boone. Yeah. It's the Yusha Cave. 100%. Atif, salam alaikum. Nasima bint Uthman, do I work out regularly? Yes, I work out 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Different. We target different areas, different muscle groups every day, but Monday through Friday. Salaam alaikum, HXZ_7. Asif, yeah. Look forward to the perfume review, 100%. Jazakallah khairan. Bangalore, but living in Shekistan, mashallah. There's something I don't know. What is your social security number and address for Venia? Yeah, well, everything. Yeah, we worked hard to be able to make this happen. Worked very, 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 very hard to make it happen. Like I said, to even buy the streaming room, I sold off a collection of my Jordans on StockX, which I were holding on to because the longer I had them, the more they were worth. But when I decided I wanted to do this, we sold them off. Man, I can tell my cat has been in the room where this hoodie's been because there's cat hair everywhere. Yeah, get me. Would you recommend moving to... I don't know. You don't seem... Okay. True, normally people get age 40 and above and are already in the comfortable range. Yeah, 100%. If you reach the age of 40, which I'm not comfortable yet, trust me, man's is struggling. If you guys only knew the things I go through every day and troubles with... IRS and etc. Like, there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that nobody knows about. All you guys see is this part, but the effort that we put through, and my wife would tell you, the effort we put through to be able to make the streaming thing happen, you know, to be able to buy the right equipment and buy the right PCs and cameras and etc. All of this was to make this look good for you guys. Like, I don't need these cameras and stuff to look at myself. Like, I got a mirror to do that, you know, mashallah. But the point in all of this, the point in spending this was to invest. It was an investment to be able to make these streams, to make this content look as professional as we can so that when people come here, when Muslims come here, they see that it's professional and there's an entertainment value to it. As well as when non-Muslims come, they will see that we take what we do serious. You know, that mashallah, it looks like, or they might come and say, wow, you know, this is a serious gaming setup. Oh, wait a minute, this guy's a Muslim? Oh, let me hear what he has to say. This is the point. This is the da'wah. This is what we do. We try to do things top level. And with my content creators, I push the same thing. If you're going to do something, do it right. Don't do it halfway. Do it all the way. I would rather you do one thing all the way than do 10 things halfway. So whatever you're going to do, focus on that and do it right and give you and do it with ihsan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to do everything with ihsan, with excellence. So that's what we're trying to do. And this stuff takes funding. This is why I'm telling you, why you think every stream I tell you guys to sub, become a member, donate Super Chat, because all of this that we're bringing in through the streams, we're putting back into the streams. That's it. All of the money that I made off of Twitch over the 6 months that I was on there, we put back into the stream. We bought a Go XLR. We upgraded the camera. We bought a mic, and we didn't even make a lot over there. But the point is, everything that comes in, we put back. So the more that support that you guys put into the stream, the more return I'm going to put back into the stream for you guys. If that makes sense. So The more you put into the stream, the more you guys support the stream, the more I'm going to put back into the stream, the more time I'll be able to be here, the better the stream will become, the more we can hire designers. I want to do things, you know, like Hollywood, Bollywood style production on the intros and the outros and the shifts and the transitions. But all that costs money. It costs money because you have to hire people to do it, because I don't have those talents. So the more you support the stream, the more I'm going to make sure that you guys are supported by being here more regularly and upping the content. Just like in the podcast, I don't know if anybody's seen all of Reflections, but if you look at Reflections episode 1 and Reflections episode 18, or if you watch 19 today, you'll see that the value of production has gone up. And that is because everything that we received as proceeds from, you know, the channels and the memberships and the ad revenue, whatever, we're putting it right back in and reinvesting it into the stream, reinvesting it into the production quality, inshallah. Where am I at? Oh, mashallah, Saud Khan with the 449. I think that's rupees. May Allah bless you, grant you good in this life and in the next, and raise your rank on the day of judgment, inshallah. Boom, 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 boom. Would you recommend moving from the US to Aus? Is that Australia? Australia? And I would say no. Kept my Jordan 5s and a few other for nostalgia's sake, but also planning getting rid of some of them. I set up similar to yours. Yeah, they're worth money, bro. We want to see the cat. I don't know where the cat is. Bella. Bella. I don't know, depends on if the cat decides to show up. Cats do their own thing. I hope your hats become as successful as the STMMM. Inshallah. We'll see. Cat cam question mark. Cat cam. Yeah, we need a cat cam. Cat cam. Bella. I don't know if she's here. Do you earn money from MGL? No, I do not. I put money into MGL. That's it. That's all we're doing now. We're investing in MGL. We're investing in MGL. Everything that comes from any revenue source with MGL, we put it back into MGL. So absolutely not. And we've spent tons of our own money to make things right, to help people out, to do things, you know, like get other things. Like we helped Meadow build his PC. So when his PC died, we get back up and running. You know, we built this PC so that we could stream properly. And one stream PC didn't work, so we built a stream PC. And the quality of the mic wasn't great, so we upgraded the mic. The quality of the camera wasn't where I wanted it to be, so we upgraded the camera. Lots of work that goes into it. Lots of work that goes into it. So no, don't make any money off of it. Maybe one day MGL blows up and your mans can push a lot of the future content creators forward and kind of step back a little bit. And if we do earn an income from it, walhamdulillah. Nothing wrong with that. And actually, that's a goal and that's an aim. And if this not, then I don't know what the hell I am doing over here. I could be doing something else with my time. So yes, we would like to, inshallah. Hats off to you, brother. Truly, may Allah bless you. Asif, Lijah, may Allah reward you for what I do. 100%. Anyone who sees this, may Allah grant you Jannah. Inshallah. Love your setup. When will I visit Pakistan? I don't know. I have no idea. No idea. What am I missing? Moonstars. Not everyone walks around tight clothes, which is good, as men should have modesty. I don't know what that means. I don't know what you were even responding to, Moonstars, but hopefully Nasima gets that question. Mashallah, may Allah bless you. Advice for college students: decide what you want to do with your life and make it a passion. Don't just get a job. Get a passion. Because then you won't have to work. You'll work, you'll grind, but you'll love it. You'll love every second of it. I love every second of being here with you guys. What advice can you give someone who hasn't really figured out what they want to do in life, for a 21-year-old? Like I said, you got to find something that motivates you. What are things that you like? Find passions that you have and turn them into professions. Turning passions into professions is the most amazing thing you can do at a young age. I wish I had done this whole thing 10 years ago. You know, I wish I would have got into the whole streaming stuff maybe 5 years ago before it ever became something big, but I was too busy running around the globe, because right now we might have already made it there. I said Pakistan, Sheikh, not Australia. Oh. Okay. Yeah, why not? Pakistan, mashallah, nice. Zinzabad, Pakistan, inshallah. Australia, but no. Yeah, Bella. Bella, that's what my daughter named her. Oh, I'm missing more questions. Good interview with Imran Hussein. MashaAllah. Warzone or Battlefield 2042? Warzone. For right now. Is it costing you a lot? It's costing me enough. That's why we're trying to get support through the streams and things of that nature and members, and so we can take a little bit of that load off. Because we would like to, you know, we are looking for, and I'm, and hopefully come along, we get some people that will fund MGL, so that we can hire people on a regular basis. I want to be able to hire our mods. Our mods put in so much work in MGL. I want to be able to pay them. Our admins, I want to be able to pay them for the work they do to support the ecosystem that we have. Designers, I want to have a full-time designer for my stuff. I want to be able to hire a full-time designer for my stuff and the other MGO content creators. I want to be able to hire a full-time thumbnail creator, a full-time graphic designer to be able to make posters and knows how to work Photoshop in and out, left, right, and center. But these things take money. And unfortunately, we don't have it like that right now. Too many deadly creatures in Australia. There's a lot of deadly creatures in Australia. And some of them wear suits and ties. You can see what my stream, my PC setup looks like just by typing in exclamation specs. It'll tell you all the current prices of what they cost and things of that nature. You can look it up. And you're about right on that, Asif. Yeah, the camera. Camera's about $1,500 between the body and the lens, because we have a very good lens on this camera, mashallah. You can even get in nice and close and it stays looking well. You see, we can get up nice and close. We can get cozy, inshallah. We can get nice and cozy. But I like the zoomed out. I like it when it's zoomed out so we can. Oh, that's the wrong way. We don't need you guys getting that close and scaring you off. Don't need you guys getting that close and scaring you guys off stream. That's not the intent. We don't want people all razzle frazzled and scared off and running. All right, there we go. Let's move this. This has gotten a little bit tweaked. There it is. That's the level it should be at. Land of lockdowns. Yeah. Land of lockdowns. One dislike man who is this? I don't know. I have a stalker, probably, because there's always somebody disliking my stuff. They're probably watching as well too. Shout out to the stalker. Just giving me podcast material, as a matter of fact. You guys are testing ground. How much do you spend gaming in my free time? I don't know. I don't count the hours, but I do it in my free time. Infinite Warzone zombies or BO2 zombies? BO2 zombies. BO2 zombies. Infinite Warzone zombies, I actually like. And actually, my eldest son, who is also a zombies aficionado, likes Infinite Warzone zombies as his favorite. I like the difference in Infinite Warzone zombies. It has this whole 80s punk thing to it I really like. But BO2 is the zombie. BO2 is the zombies that kind of hooked me in. So BO2 zombies. What is your best moment in your travels? Being able to meet all the beautiful brothers, sisters and communities around the world. Just being able to see the Muslims everywhere is my best moments. That lens is expensive. Yes, it's a Tamron 1770 2.8 lens. So yes, it is expensive. Tamron 1770 2.8. Tamron makes some very good lenses. And this one is a very nice one with the 2.88. Actually, we just upgraded from the kit lens to the podcast. This will be the first one shot on it today that comes out in less than an hour. We got a Sigma 16mm. It's a prime lens, but it's a 1.4. It's a beautiful lens, but it's actually not as expensive as like a $400 lens. I used to be a gamer. I have experience running my own gaming group. 2,500 people, worldwide fun. Yes, old times, mashallah. Muhsin Sheikh, how to send money towards you. Link is right here in the description. Link is right here in the description. You can go to youshevins.live and there's a link right there where you can do it. Or you can also do it on my website, youshevins.com. Youshevins.com, there's a button there where you can support what we're doing, inshallah. What do you think of ASMR videos? It depends on what kind of ASMR videos you're talking about. Some of them get a little erotic and that's unfortunate. But there are some people who are into sounds like that. I thought after my I thought after my procedure today, I wouldn't have a voice, and in the stream would have been an ASMR like this. But alhamdulillah, we didn't have to do that. I can actually do it. What is Prison Tapes about, Jack the Lad? You have to go check it out. It's right here on my channel. Episode 1 and 2 are already out, and episode 3 drops today, which is the third part of the trilogy, is dropping today. I really recommend you watch them about you should accept it. So much effort. My head goes down in shame. No, we're all trying, bro. MGO is a space for everyone, just free from all the usual vices and social media. Yes, that was the whole goal, is to make MGL a safe, halal, as possible, toxic-free environment for our youth, and get them, being able to free them from social media and all that nonsense is over there. Just saw your Friday Warzone stream and using the Finnick. Actually, can you make that Finnick from, you can make that Finnick for mobility, because Modern Warfare has the worst mobility. Yes, I actually have another loadout that's made for mobility that's built a little bit different than that one. I just like to use that one as sniper support, but if I plan on doing any running gunning, then I have another Finnick, and I really like the Finnick. All right, Khayden, we're going to wrap it up because the podcast drops in less than an hour. The podcast drops in 50 minutes. I don't even know, because of the fact that I just streamed like an hour ago, if it's even going to double. Because sometimes if you stream too close to a video, then it doesn't send both notifications out. It'll send the stream notification out and then not send the video notification out. Or if you release a video early in the morning and then you stream right after that, it won't send out the stream notification. So hopefully it'll check it out. It'll send it out. If not, come right back here for the premiere in 50 minutes, inshallah. I'll be watching the live. Well, I won't be watching the live because I recorded it, but I'll be hanging out with you guys on the premiere and chatting in the chat, and look forward to seeing you guys on that one. And then we'll see you guys on Wednesdays for our chat and chill session, which is going to be very similar to this. And we might play some Rocket League. I'm going to go ping the brothers in the Rocket League room and see if we can get a Rocket League stream going on Wednesday. And I might just pop an unscheduled stream tonight, since we didn't game today on stream. I will be playing Warzone tonight with some of the brothers. Be sniping them. I'll be sniper support in the windows, watching everybody. I'm watching the watchers. So I might do an unscheduled stream for that tonight, which will probably be around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, or in the middle of the night for everybody else around the world. But if you're around and you're up and you want to catch that out, check it out. And I'll see you guys on Wednesday. Remember, take your life one day at a time. Yesterday is gone. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow you might not ever see it. But today is the day. So make the most out of today. I love you all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant you good in this life and the next. And may Allah grant you guys all peace, safety, security in your homes, and your hearts, and your minds, and your souls. And may He make our graves a piece of paradise and see us all together in Jannah, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.